Black Cat by Edgar Allan Poe, adapted and performed by Evan, Isosa, and Aaron. I married early. Me and my wife had quite a love for pets. She lost no opportunity to buy a new animal. We had birds, goldfish, a fine dog, rabbits, a small monkey, and a cat. This cat was all black and very intelligent. The cat's name was Pluto, and it was my favorite playmate. He would follow me around the house, and it was hard to make him not follow me into the streets.
Our friendship lasted several years until during which my character had been taking a turn from the worst. One night, coming home intoxicated from one of my strolls around the streets, Pluto avoided me, so I seized him. He scratched my hands, and I just went insane. I instantly took a penknife from my pocket and cut the beast's eyes right out of the socket. When I woke up in the morning, I experienced an extreme amount of guilt, and I was horrified about what I have done.
Eventually, the cat recovered and appeared to not feel any pain. One morning, I sneakily snuck a rope under the cat's neck and hung it from the limb of a tree. With tears falling from my eyes, the night of the day this was done, I awoke with my wife and pets to the cry of a fire.
My bed curtains were in flames. The entire house was on fire. My wife, me, and my servants escaped from the house. The next day, when crowds would come by, they would all come to a part of the ruins that seemingly had shown the words strange, singular, and other similar expressions. Also, there is a very accurate picture of a cat on a white wall. It had a rope about its neck.
As I sat in the den, I seemed to have found a black cat near me. It was not just Pluto, but Pluto was all black. This cat had a giant splash of white on his chest. I instantly asked the landlord if I could buy it, but he said he had never seen it before, so I just patted it on the back and followed me home. It instantly domesticated me. Me and my wife loved it, but I began to dislike it over a period of time. This dislike soon to turn into hatred. One thing that made me hate the beast was that I also had one missing eye just like Pluto did.
One day, as I went down to the cellar with my wife, the cat followed me. I uplifted an axe and swung it at the cause of a fatal blow. But my wife grabbed the axe from me. I instantly withdrew the axe from her hand and buried it into her brain. But I knew that I couldn't conceal the body outside of the house, so I decided to bury the bodies into the sturdy wall of the cellar. Then my next gift was to find the beast that had caused me so much agony. For 3 days, it didn't show up. On the fourth day of the assassination, a party of policemen came to investigate the house. They looked around everywhere, yet found nothing.
As they were leaving, we all heard a noise coming from the cellar wall, a scream of terror, that of a soul in hell, from the throats of the damned. Then 12 hands approached the wall and broke it down. Out came a gory and already rotted body with a cat on it. I had buried the cat with the corpse in the wall.